Hi everyone, welcome back to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I am your host, Ross Edwards, and tonight we are continuing on with our series for October on integral spirituality. And tonight we're going to be discussing the topic of the practice of integral spirituality. So what does it actually look like? You know, what is the sort of day-to-day practice of being integral? Welcome to the Deep Psychology Podcast. I'm your host, Ross Edwards, author, coach, and podcaster. We cover deep insights into your psychology, helping you grow in psyche and spirit. Make sure to subscribe to Deep Psychology on Spotify or Apple to stay up to date. You can also visit the website deep-psychology.com, visited by tens of thousands of people every month, for lots of free resources. If you want to go deeper with this work, you might like to do coaching with me. Head to the website for more details. It's time for today's episode. So let's get into the topic. And it's crucial to notice before we get started that basically all the major forms of spirituality, traditional, modern, postmodern, as we've spoken about recently on the podcast, head back to September to listen to my episodes on traditional, modern, postmodern spirituality, and listen to my recent episodes in October for the prior episodes on integral spirituality. There are two of them. What we've basically realized is that these different forms of spirituality that are developmental in form are rather different from each other, and they're very distinctive. So it's once you get a bit of a taste for it, it's quite easy to recognize traditional spirituality and modern spirituality and postmodern spirituality. And it's fairly easy to kind of describe them and give some pointers for how to identify it. So that's what we're basically doing here, is just getting more of a feel for what it is. One of the challenges with this topic is that it's really not very active at the moment. And so you're likely more to see it in individuals rather than in groups. You know, I can't just say, oh, well, the entire Catholic Church is practicing integral spirituality, because that would be false. It's closer to traditional spirituality. So there's not these huge groups of people to look at. And to be honest, you won't find many integral spiritual groups. You can find them, but there are not many. So let's get into the nitty-gritty. What I want you to recognize about integral spirituality is, because it's based on a more profound level of development than postmodern and modern and traditional, of course, that we're actually closer to spirit in our development. I mean spirit with a capital S, in our development as people. You can basically think of our developmental journey as a journey from the surface of consciousness, which is basically human identity, human life, the 3D world, the physical world, you know, the nitty-gritty of human affairs and our personality and our common identity, to spirit, to actually identifying with spirit and sensing it in all dimensions. So we're actually, you know, we're a step closer. We're certainly not there. There's further to go. But, you know, we're certainly getting closer. And that is reflected in the practice of integral spirituality. One thing that is crucial to recognize about integral spirituality, first of all, is that it's really the first time that we recognize spirit in first person, second person, third person. In other words, we can recognize spirit in ourselves. We can recognize our own spiritual dimensions. We can see spirit in other people and in the world around us. That is second person. And we can see spirit sort of across the board, behind absolutely everything. That would be third person. This is not how it works at prior stages. For example, at traditional, in many traditional religious structures, you're not allowed to experience spirit in first person. lot of people were unfortunately punished severely for claiming direct spiritual contact in the first person, you know, during the Middle Ages. I don't know all the details, but I can certainly tell you that was true. So at traditional, you can't have first person. You could only see God as, you know, either like in a personal relationship, a second person, or you can see God behind everything, you know, the titanic battle between good and evil, as traditional sees it. You can see it in second and third, but not in first. I mean, at modern spirituality, you can't really see spirit in anything. You're sort of seeing anti-spirit, shall we say. So it's hard to say, well, is it first, second, or third at modern, because you don't really have one. At postmodern, it's kind of a blend. I tend to think that postmodern people often haven't had deep spiritual experiences in the first person. They really get the idea of spirit in the second person and the third person. You know, they feel connected to nature. They sort of connect to divinity through nature. They sort of see the divinity in other people, for example. And they, you know, certainly at postmodern, our personal relationships, we really sort of value them. And we even sort of, they take on a kind of divine status. First person, from my experience, I don't know. I feel like they do a lot of the practices of first person spiritual cultivation, but often don't really have the depth of experience. So at integral, finally, we realize, oh, spirit is in all of these dimensions. It's in me, it's in people around me, it's in the world at large. First, second, third person. It's in everything, in other words. And everything doesn't just mean things, like the world and physical things. It means ourselves, our inner world, is ultimately spiritual in nature. And so McIntosh, Steve McIntosh, as I've mentioned in previous episodes on this topic, one of my favourite integral philosophers. Thank you, Steve, if you are, unlike by any chance, listening to this. He says integral is about, quote, the cultivation of spiritual experience in all its forms, end quote. So in all its forms, so it's not just about seeing it in nature. It's not just about seeing it in other people. It's a real embrace of spiritual experience in all its forms, particularly first person. I think in my experience, it's been predominantly a first person thing, although I see it in, you know, whenever I'm paying attention, I can see spirit in everything. I actually said to a client the other day, spontaneously, God is pulling infinite faces at us all the time. And this points to the fact that God is in absolutely everything. And it's kind of smiling at us all the time. And what happens at integral as well, this cultivation of spiritual experience extends all the way down. So it's, we sort of look back to traditional, to modern, to postmodern, as we're doing now, and we say, you know, what legitimate contributions do they make to our understanding of spirit? And you can now, as an integralist, you can maybe go into a church and connect with the deep symbology there of, say, the cross, of Christ, of, you know, all the amazing Christian art that you'll find, particularly in Catholic churches. You see that there's a real, it's integrating spiritual experience all the way down the developmental spiral. You can even see it, you know, as a scientist might see sort of beauty and wonder in stars and in mathematical equations and stuff. You can appreciate that. And I've been reduced to tears looking at the stars and sort of realizing that even though I sort of know intellectually that these things are millions of miles away, and sometimes, you know, you're literally looking back in time as you look at the stars, because the light from the stars can take, you know, millions of light years to reach you. Actually, they are right there in front of you. And they are basically, you are basically one with the stars. I know that sounds kind of like you're tripping on acid or something, but that is a direct experience you can have. You're basically one with all corners of the cosmos, no matter how far you may conceive them to be on an intellectual level. And so you can see that, and then you go back to postmodern, you realize, oh, it's there in Eastern traditions, which postmodern tends to like. And, you know, it's also in group experiences, which postmodern seems to like, often too much, I think. But, you know, you sort of appreciate it all. You know, this is why you cultivate spiritual experience in all its forms. What I'll also say is that because we're closer to spirit in our developmental journey, we're actually, in theory, more capable of deeper spiritual insight, because there's not such a veil in our way. You know, that might be a generalization. It might depend on the person. It might depend on level, you know, hours of meditation practice or of spiritual practice. But just in general, we are closer to spirit in our development. And so naturally, the doors are that little bit more open, if you will. Let me modify that cliche a little bit. Because of this, spirituality becomes more personal even than at postmodern. We find the divine within us, and we rely on direct experience. Whereas just to contrast it with postmodern, let alone traditional, which is, God is really not a very personal thing. It's like this other that is directing your life. Not like a profound intelligence within. You know, just to contrast it with postmodern, as I said before, I said on Wednesday, in my episode on Wednesday, I haven't met a lot of, say, yoga practitioners who are often postmodern. I've not met a lot of them with deep spiritual insight, right? And that it's a real shame, but I think it might be because of this that at the integral level, there's a deeper first-person appreciation of spirit. And so it is a more personal experience, and it is more on direct experience, because ultimately the most sort of intense form of the most intense experience of spirit is a first person merging with spirit and with the ultimate nature of things. It's quite tricky to narrow integral spirituality down to a specific school. First of all, because there's not many schools built around it. I mean, there's things like integral Zen, there's things like integral Christianity. You can certainly find these things. And if you look in certain areas of Buddhism, if you look at certain modern Buddhist teachers, you'll definitely see integral and post-integral growth. But it's hard to like pin it down exactly. You have to sort of look at the practitioner, look at the teacher, and use your knowledge of human development to kind of decipher where they are coming from. And there's another reason for this, that because as an integral spiritual practitioner, you have passed through the postmodern stage of spiritual development and you've gone beyond it, you've still got that ability, as postmodernists do, to kind of appreciate many different traditions. And so an integral practitioner, just like a postmodern practitioner, I think is even more likely to get involved with all kinds of spiritual practices, perhaps with a bit more commitment and a bit more like a clearer vision of what you're trying to achieve, but still maybe taking insights from here and there, and sort of appreciating all the different forms. You know, for example, in my own case, since the start of 2024, last year, so we're talking about, you know, nearly 2 years, really, I've been practicing Tibetan Buddhism, in particular the Dzogchen school. And I feel like this has sort of marked a big change in my spiritual growth, because I feel like I'm pretty stabilized at integral spirituality. You know, at postmodern, I was sort of like in the buffet, as I've called it in previous episodes, the buffet of postmodern spirituality, you know, doing a bit of yoga, doing meditation from this tradition and that tradition, reading this book from this teacher and that book from that teacher. And all of it sort of was like very disparate and sort of talking about, I didn't really see how it all fitted together. I mean, that's part of the spiritual journey anyway, but I felt like that was also an expression of my postmodern development, you know, sort of sampling it all and open to lots of things without really a clear direction. Whereas now, I recognize there are lots of different ways to, you know, cultivate spiritual growth and to cultivate direct experience of spirit. But I've said, no, I'm going to practice Dzogchen for years. I don't have a limit on it, but I intend to do it for many years to come. And so that's, I think, the difference is, while you can't limit it to a certain school and you can't just say, well, if someone practices that school of meditation, then they're probably at the integral spiritual stage. I don't think so. You can partake of any of many different schools, but what I think happens is you get a bit more direction and more clarity as to what it's really about, because you're actually, again, you're having more authentic spiritual insight, and you're separating spirituality from all the paraphernalia that gets associated with spirituality, which, if you listen to my episode on Wednesday, you'll realize, in my opinion, is very important. As I said, another crucial facet of integral spirituality is we look back and we sort of integrate all the prior levels, psychologically speaking, and we integrate all the prior levels of spirituality as well. And so things like rationality doesn't bother us, you know, it doesn't intimidate us, you know. Postmodernists can be very dismissive of it, you know. Oh, we're just thinking and we're conceptualizing. You shouldn't conceptualize so much. Live from your body and all the rest of it, which is perfectly fine. But, you know, we can't just forget about the mind and rationality and discriminating. That's what a really key thing that happens at postmodernism. We lose the ability to discriminate a little bit between different qualities of teaching, you know, the qualities of spiritual teachings that are out there, you know. Just because something claims to be spiritual doesn't mean that it's actually any, you know, particularly profound or innovative, you know, or novel. It could just be, you know, it could be half-baked. It could just be kind of shallow. It could be false. It could be made up. And sometimes at postmodern, we don't really make that discrimination. Integral, there's more of a sort of fine cutting edge, you know, cutting away the unnecessary stuff and getting right to the heart of it, right to the heart of spiritual practice. So I think in conjunction with my other episodes, this is just adding to your understanding of integral spirituality. So I'm going to leave it there. However, just before I go, I'm going to give you just a few criteria that Steve McIntosh has come up with for how to tell if a spiritual system or a spiritual teacher is practicing integral spirituality. Here they are. Number one, they take into account the evolution of consciousness. Number two, they care about truth. Number three, they are willing to be self-critical. Number four, they recognize vertical growth. Number five, they overcome the shortcomings of progressive spirituality. So, I've mentioned for example, in mentioning the stages of traditional, modern, postmodern spirituality, we are taking into account the evolution of consciousness. I never said that in this talk, but that's what we're doing. Just in case you were wondering, well, Ross, are you doing number one? Yes, I am, because I've spoken about traditional, modern, postmodern, right? And I've been recognizing vertical growth. So, thank you for joining. We will be back next Sunday with the final installment of this series on integral spirituality. And if you like coaching on your spiritual life, on your meditation practice, or on your habits and goals, your mentality, or if you're an executive who would like to do coaching with me, head to deep-psychology.com for a free discovery call, 30-minute discovery call. Zero strings attached, just a chat to see if we're the right fit and if you want to work with me and to learn how I might be able to help you. So head to the website for that. Thanks a lot, and I will see you next Sunday for the next installment of this series on integral spirituality. Thanks for listening. If you liked this episode, please leave a review and make sure to subscribe on Apple or Spotify. If you'd like to go deeper with this work, head to deep-psychology.com to do coaching with me. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you soon.